True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Ed Ludlow. Tesla's chair is throwing her full support behind CEO Elon Musk. Robin Denholm sat down for an exclusive interview with Bloomberg, explaining why the board values Musk so highly.
Our view is he's a generational leader. There aren't any other people out there like Elon who can actually lead the company over this next decade or so.
Now, that interview comes a week after the board proposed a compensation package for Musk that would reach $1 trillion if he meets all the goals. Ed, your interview, Denholm, with sales in decline, why does the board still think he's right?
Well, I think that the most important thing to be clear about is that I pushed really specifically on how the board, or actually the specific special committee that arranged this compensation package, the proposed compensation package, defines political activity, right? And we went through a checklist of like, you know, is Elon Musk free or has he agreed not to participate in a specific political party or back specific candidates, donations, whether they fit in. And, you know, as you heard, Denholm's summary is that at the end of the day, they have received the reassurances that they need to move forward with the comp proposal, which we can get into. But it's also a free country in the United States where, you know, per what she said, Musk, in the eyes of Tesla's board, is free to continue to voice his own political beliefs and opinions. And she did not address or specifically answer those examples I gave. So it's open-ended, but I think that, you know, they at least had the confidence that on the board side, they got what they needed to take this proposal to shareholders.
Okay, so the board is okay with Elon's politics and what it is that he does. But, you know, obviously some people are boycotting Tesla. You can see the stickers on the Teslas here in California all the time of people who said, I bought this before Elon went crazy or something like that. You know, so what did she have to say about that? Because if you don't have the support of the people, your consumers, you know, then what are you?
Again, Denholm was sanguine. You know, I think what's really important for Bay Area listeners to understand is like the headline is astonishing, right? That the value of the package that Elon Musk is being offered is $1 trillion, the current market cap value of Tesla, but it's over 10 years. And he only gets that $1 trillion worth of rewards if he meets and completes every single target. These are mandatory targets. They're not sort of like distant goals. And what was so interesting is when the document hit last week, one of the goals beyond sort of the big picture exciting stuff of the future around AI is for Elon Musk to ensure that Tesla delivers 20 million vehicles to customers. In other words, the board is saying, Elon, you need to stick to the bread and butter business at the same time as pursuing all these other things. Now, I asked Denholm very directly, did the board have any data or any evidence that Musk's political activity was damaging sales, and is that why you included that target? And she essentially didn't answer beyond saying that Musk is one reason that people do buy Tesla's vehicles. But you're quite right that data in various markets, be it here in California or Europe, does show that those that disagree with Musk's politics or some of his commentary online have not, you know, bought the vehicles, and they've been hurt in those markets in that context.
So the $1 trillion package, you were saying that he has to meet every one of these goals, and they're not long term ones; they're short term ones as well. So if he doesn't meet the short term ones, does that mean, you know, game over?
Yeah. So basically, $1 trillion is split into stock awards, but each tranche is on an annualized basis set against not just a specific dollar value of compensation and a specific target for that year, financial or operational. But the thing that Musk wants out of all of this, because this was a negotiation, Musk, but something he's talked about time and again, he doesn't really care about money. When you're the world's first or second most richest person, like, money is money. He wants voting power and voting control. You know, he wants enough shares that he has influence over votes that matter, that influence the direction of the company long term. And in the later tranches, 11 and 12, one of the conditions the board put in was that Musk has to participate in and successfully implement a succession plan. And 11 and 12 tranches directly correspond to the awards that get him that voting power. So not only is he incentivized to stay in the job for 10 years, he's also incentivized to help them toward the end find the best person to lead the company when he's done.
So they assume that the company is still going to be around. They're still producing cars in year 11 and 12.
Well, it goes back to your previous question. Like, the headlines are just amazing. Well, $1 trillion of compensation. But each year, Elon is required, because it's a financial goal, to increase the value of the company measured by market capitalization. Right now, Tesla's market cap is about $1 trillion. Even in the early years of the award proposal, he's required to get it to a $2 trillion market capitalization, double the value. But in the end, say all is said and done by year 10, the proposal requires Musk, and I say proposal because investors still have to vote on this, and we can get to that if we have time, but to get Tesla to $8.5 trillion. So the argument Denholm makes to me in the interview is, okay, Elon in the end, if he does all of these things, might get the $1 trillion of comp. But shareholders are getting $7.5 trillion of value added. They're getting that proportionally in the value of their shares. And that's why, to the board's mind, this is a good deal for everyone.
Ed, we could go on about this, but because you're so good at explaining it, but this is going to have to be it for today. That is Bloomberg's Ed Ludlow. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.